But first, it's shaping up to be a big week on the international front with deadlines looming and negotiations starting. With me to look ahead to the next several days is the BBC's Poona Ghadusi. And Poona, let's start in the UK. Today is the day formal negotiations start for Brexit. What can we expect from those talks?
Yes, it's almost exactly a year after the UK voted to leave the European Union, and now the Brexit negotiations have only started from today in Brussels. You'll probably remember on the 23rd of June last year, here in the UK, we had a momentous event.
Well, at 20 minutes to five, we can now say the decision taken in 1975 by this country to join the common market has been reversed. And that's the result of this referendum. The British people have spoken, and the answer is we're out.
Yes, that's how the BBC announced the result of the referendum on the day. This coming Friday, it will actually be exactly 1 year since that announcement. And for now, every detail of this divorce that was decided on that day has to be decided on by the end of March 2019. That is when the UK will officially have to leave the EU, and that's a hard deadline. There's no extending that, at least for now. A lot will need to be discussed, though, and it's not going to be easy for a few reasons. One is that Prime Minister Theresa May is heading a minority government right now, so she has much less clout and much less authority than she would ideally need to get her way in these talks. The other issue is that this is a completely uncharted territory, both for the EU and for the UK. I mean, the concept of a member state deciding to leave the club and the process of how to do that. So they'll have to some extent, make up the rules as they go along, and that can never be a smooth progress.
Moving from the UK to the US, the Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, is due to arrive in Washington to meet with President Trump. How much do we know about this meeting and what might come out of it?
Yes, there were rumors about it, but the Ukrainian government, the press secretary and the foreign secretary have confirmed that the meeting is going to take place and that President Poroshenko is due to arrive in Washington, D.C. tonight. And they've said it slightly proudly, and you will understand why when I explain. Rumors of the links between President Trump and the Kremlin, along with Mr. Trump's remarks about Mr. Putin's annexation or so-called annexation of Crimea, have caused a lot of anxiety in Kiev in recent months. So President Poroshenko will want to discuss his requests for a partnership, for weapons, for Ukraine's policies towards Russia, and the implementation of the Minsk Agreement. That is the deal that was agreed in 2004 to end the crisis in Ukraine, the pretty much civil war in the Ukraine. This will be a sensitive meeting for President Trump as well, though. As you very well know, he's being investigated over Russia's possible role in the US elections. His relations in general with Russia are under scrutiny. And in Russia, too, this meeting is closely watched. Russia has, of course, had a very tense relationship with Ukraine in the past few years. The media already in Russia are saying that the mere fact of this visit will be presented as an important achievement, a win for Kiev, regardless of anything, any results that they achieve or not. My colleague from the BBC's Ukrainian service, Irenia Taranyuk, summed up what each of these sides hope to get from this meeting.
Ukraine has been striving for a number of years now to secure bigger support from the American military. So Poroshenko and his team would be trying to push through the notion that on the ground the situation isn't improving, that Russia-supported separatists are still fighting Ukrainian soldiers, Ukrainian military. Predominantly for Poroshenko, it will be a chance to meet American President Trump before he gets to meet Mr. Putin. A lot has been said about Trump's liking for Mr. Putin, which cannot but worry Ukraine's leaders. When it comes to Mr. Trump, who has been in the eye of the big storm at home about his Russia ties, it will be a chance to demonstrate to his critics at home that he has nothing to hide. Look, guys, here I am meeting Ukraine's president, Mr. Poroshenko, and a bit of an advantage before Mr. Trump meets Ukraine's nemesis, Mr. Putin.
And Poona, finally this morning, the deadline for FARC rebels to hand over their weapons to the UN is coming up. How likely is it for that to happen smoothly?
Mark, under a peace deal agreement with the government that was signed last year, it was supposed to happen really smoothly. And the rebels were supposed to turn in all their weapons by the end of May last month. But the president had to end up extending the grace period by another 20 days, and it's obviously taking, maybe even is going to take, longer than planned. So by tomorrow, it should be the deadline for the FARC rebels to hand over their 7,000 registered weapons to the UN. But until last week, the UN mission in Colombia, who was supposed to receive these weapons, had only received 40% of them. So there's a lot of weapons still left in the hands of the former rebels. Just over this past weekend, there was a bomb attack, for example, on a shopping mall in Bogota, the capital of Colombia, and three were killed. This is what President Juan Manuel Santos had to say after he heard about it.
Those who want to water down the peace process will not be successful. If this is a manifestation of that, they should know with absolute certainty that the enemies of peace will be tracked down.
Now, I must add that it is still unknown, unclear who was behind the attack, whether it was any of the former rebels or former fighters, we don't know. But what's evident is that the peace process, the process of disarmament, and the process of reintegration of these former rebels back into normal life is definitely far from over.
That's the BBC's Poona Gadusi. Poona, thanks as always.
A pleasure as always.